Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another question today on the Ask Coach Perry podcast that was submitted via Facebook, and it was submitted by Gareth Hornby. My name's Brad Brown. We've got Comrades Coach Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to catch up. Gareth, it's a lengthy-ish question. Let me read it for you as it stands now. Gareth saying his current concern is that he's looking for help on getting his Comrades qualifier pacing right. He said he started running last year May, so that would be 2014 May, and he ran his first Comrades this year, and he finished with lots of time to spare, 11:57, so just over 2 minutes. That's an eternity, Gareth. Well done. It's a medal. Regardless, he said he did a 4:30 qualifying marathon time in the build-up to that Comrades. He said since Comrades, though, his half marathon times have come down to below 2 hours consistently with a best of 1:56. He says he's putting in quite a bit of mileage and some strength training too, and preparing himself for his first Comrades 2016 qualifier, which is going to be taking place in the middle of October. He says the thing is that two of his last three half marathons, he was pretty much spent at 19 kilometers and had to push really hard to get under 2 hours. He'd like to think that he's capable of running a sub 4 hour 20 marathon at that qualifier, but he's worried about his energy levels. How does he translate his sub 2 hour half marathon into a good sub 4 hour 20 marathon? What would the best pacing strategy be on that one? Is it a go until you blow, Lindsay, or should he be aiming for negative splits?
No, so look, currently with the 1:56:21 best, he should be able to run between 4:05 and 4:10 for the marathon without, well, that would be quite hard. He'd probably feel similarly distraught towards the end of the marathon as he would towards the end of the 21. And that's because he's pushed himself quite hard. So I'm not too concerned about the fact that he's a bit knackered, because, you know, you, on this, to go 4:05 to 4:10 means that you'd be going through the half marathon mark in around 2:03, 2:04. So that's a lot slower than 1:56. So you should feel quite strong going through the 21. Having said that, he certainly does need to make sure that he's getting in reasonable nutrition. That doesn't mean that he has to douse himself with all sorts of goodies the whole way along. But if he can aim to be taking in the region of 300 mils of some kind of energy drink, be it Coke or Energade, you know, something that they're offering on the side of the road, and perhaps one or two gels in a marathon, that's plenty of nutrition and will make sure he doesn't have to worry about the energy component. But certainly if he paces himself correctly and goes through halfway and around about 2:03, he shouldn't have too much trouble going under 4:10. But he's certainly going to go well under 4:20 unless he really runs into problems.
Brilliant stuff. Gareth, good luck with that. Let us know how you go. And, yeah, that's a great goal as well. So good luck in the rest of your build-up to Comrades 2016 as well and getting that back-to-back. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for your time today here on Ask Coach Perry podcast. We look forward to chatting again soon in a couple of days' time.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.